for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest has over 30 years' experience in complementary medicine as an acupuncturist and herbalist in Los Angeles. She's helped many reach optimal health simply by taking a holistic approach. Here to share with us natural alternatives to PMS and the often devastating effects of menopause, welcome founder of Pacific Herbs and author of Stop Bitching Naturally, Kathy Margolin. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Dr. David. Hi,
Kathy,
Dr. Friedman.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. Hi, nice to be here.
You know, some females people go through menopause sometimes without issues, but most of them endure a wide range of severe side effects. Is there any correlation, I'm wondering, between somebody having PMS earlier in life, making them more prone to menopause issues later when they get older?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? Because we definitely see a trend toward that. You know, we talk about balancing hormones, or of course, balance in general in traditional Chinese medicine. So, you know, balanced hormones on a Western point of view is really, you know, half the month having estrogen building, and then the other half of the month progesterone building, and then, of course, the normal cycle. So, you know, when we stop cycling, we don't have those same hormones, but we certainly don't want to see something like estrogen dominance or the whole month long really being high in estrogen, which is unfortunately what we see a lot of today.
Exactly. You know, and there's so much controversy on hormone replacement therapy. Share your opinion on how do natural remedies come into play?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of controversy on HRT, hormone replacement therapy. You know, medical professionals going back and forth. You know, there's a lot of great studies that are now showing that the progestin in HRT has really been kind of the hormone that does not act like our natural hormones in the body, right? So progestin is the artificial hormone. Right. Progesterone is the natural hormone. So when we take HRT, we're really not getting something that's bioidentical to the same way the body would normally make progesterone. Traditional Chinese medicine treats hormone imbalances very, very differently than Western medicine. Really, you know, we look at symptoms, clearly. You know, if a woman's having hot flashes or night sweats, then we want to address those issues. We don't do that simply by putting in an artificial hormone. And really, we've got to look at the foods we're eating, the diet, the lifestyle, the stress levels, and address all of the above.
Kathy, you know, can I ask a question, Dr.
Friedman?
USA.
Sure.
Wow, I just want to know, you know, as a woman who's just starting sort of peri, Kathy, are there going to be, you know, like I can expect certain symptoms, certain things will start, and then you can kind of cut them off at the pass, like insomnia, you know, your stress levels rise, cortisol levels rise, you know, so then women start looking at black cohosh and all of these things. What do you think about some of these things we see on the market?
Yeah, you know, there's so many good traditional Chinese herbs and American herbs. We kind of consider black cohosh more an American or European herb. In traditional Chinese medicine, there are formulations that have been used literally for thousands of years that kind of clear heat and really help balance the body overall. You know, we know some of them like Dong Quai, right? We've heard of that one. Great blood-building herb, considered the queen herb for women. But there's really much more than just kind of one herb. In traditional Chinese medicine, we always use a formulation of different herbs together. And our menopause relief herb pack, you know, that I make with Pacific Herbs, is that formulation. In fact, there was just a huge study done on that group of herbs, so we say a formula, a recipe of herbs, that came out of Hong Kong and was published in the North American Menopause Society Journal. So a great study showing that the herbs and a long-term effect helped women with their hot flashes, night sweats, and even in perimenopause.
Great. Now, you offer a herbal relief formula from Pacific Herbs. How long does it take before somebody sees a relief or a difference in their symptoms?
You know, You'd be surprised. I have women who call me every day and are shocked that almost immediately, I say like within the first week, there's a noticeable reduction in symptoms. So women notice that their hot flashes and night sweats are not as severe almost immediately. You know, it takes the body, though, some time to readjust. So nothing is overnight a quick fix. You know, it takes years really to go into menopause, to go through that change. Sometimes women, you know, again, begin perimenopausal. That goes on for a year or two, and then they, you know, kind of reach full-blown menopause. It's 3, 4, 5 years later, and may even continue into that, you know, having symptoms for 10 years. So it does take the body. The body is constantly looking for a balance. And with our menopause reliefer pack, I mean, they'll start seeing a noticeable effect, but it is to be used over time. So again, like a woman's stress levels will affect the way they feel. Or when, you know, their diet really gets out of whack, or maybe they put some weight on, again, that's going to really change what's been going on in their body. So everything plays into the overall, right, health and wellness.
Right. Have you seen a difference in Asia and the United States, where for menopause, PMS, perhaps, you know, our diet makes us worse than them, or maybe their herbal formulas help them better than it does us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so many things that are kind of commonplace in Asia about the way they eat and the way they live that Americans don't do. And I'll give you one quick example. Even just drinking cold water. You know, Americans, we go to a restaurant and we're served a big glass of ice cold water. In Asia, they would never do that. They understand that cold is constricting, and cold does not help digestion. Warm would help digestion. So we see, like, especially PMSing girls eating young girls, they're eating a lot of cold foods, cold salads, maybe cold smoothie drinks all the time. And really what that does is kind of hamper the flow of blood. And in Chinese medicine, we call it stagnation. And where we see stagnation, we see pain. So, you know, certainly the same kinds of things happen throughout menopause. And the diet of Eastern or Asian women has always incorporated a lot of soy. And when I talk about soy foods like miso or tempeh or tofu, we're talking about very fresh organic soy that's made daily. In America, we simply don't have that. So, you know, soy has always been known to be a phytoestrogen and really help women's cycles kind of regulate, again, balance the hormones. So great foods that women eat for their whole life in Asia, and not a typical American food.
That's great. We have about 1 minute left. Share your opinion on caffeine. How does that vary compared to the Asian population compared to us?
Yeah. Well, you know, caffeine also exists in green tea, and of course Asian populations drink a lot of green tea almost in every meal, almost every day. I don't really have anything negative to say about caffeine. I just say limit it, keep it in moderation like everything else.
Right. So in other words, coffee, maybe lean toward the green tea if we've seen better results over there than, you know, the 3, 4, 5 cappuccinos every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever we do, you know, get into the excess amount of anything, whether it's sugar, caffeine, you know, fats, anything that we're being excessive about, I think that's where we get into trouble with it. A little bit of everything, you know, whether it's alcohol, it's okay, but let's keep it in moderation.
Everything in moderation. And thanks, Kathy, for joining us. To learn more information about Pacific Herbs and Kathy's latest book, Stop Bitching Naturally, go to pacherbs.com. That's packherbs.com. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. And you're listening to Your Good Health Radio. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned. We have more to Your Good Health Radio coming right up.